I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Very glad to have Josh Talge, Vice President of Titleist Golf Club Marketing, joining us here as Titleist is introducing its new TSI drivers, including the 425 Aerospace Titanium Face using a very... specialized form of titanium. So Josh, welcome in this morning. Thanks for joining us. And what has Titleist cooked up here for people wanting the next generation of technology in the bag?
All right. Wow. That was a great lead-in. Good morning. I'm sorry to hear that this might be your last episode before golf season kind of wraps up. Hopefully you guys are able to pull something off around the Masters. I know that we're obviously very excited about hopefully extending fall and golf season as long as we can. I'm not sure if you guys saw, but Rounds, they just published the Rounds Played report this past week and saw another just massive amount of rounds played in September across the entire U.S. So hopefully golfers can cheat their way into some late fall golf. But to answer your question, we've got some really cool stuff going on with this new TSI driver. Very excited to, you mentioned this idea of this ATI 425, both aerospace, military grade face that we have on the driver. We're very excited about that. We think that's going to give you a little more speed and impact. Got this great shape, gets you a little bit more speed as you're swinging the product. And then finally, we want to make sure that not only are you hitting it longer, but you're also hitting it straighter. So we've really improved that moment of inertia, really making it feel very stable at impact. So if you can hit it, you know, if you can go a little faster, a little longer, a little straighter, it sounds like kind of a good recipe for a driver.
Josh, we hear on the every week on television that they're talking about ball speed and club head speed. And how does this all relate for our everyday player? How does this relate to distance?
Well, yeah, distance is it's an equation, basically, of how, and it relates to a few key variables. Number one is how fast can you swing your driver? And then number two, what type of energy transfer are you getting from that swing speed that you imparted onto that golf ball? And then you start to look at your launch conditions. How high are you launching it, and how much spin do you have on there? And I would always encourage any listener, definitely go do a thorough fitting, because you're going to be able to work with a fitter who's going to walk you through all of those variables and show you how to max out your game. Regardless of how fast you swing the golf club, we're going to be able to dial you in and max out your game. But that's what it is. So you hear all these terms of ball speed and club head speed. Well, club head speed is how fast you swing it. Ball speed is what happens, how much of that energy is transferred into the ball. How fast is that ball leaving the tee, in this case, and flying through the air? And then you'll also hear launch. That's the angle of how high is it going. And then spin rate, there's a lot of different spins, but most of the time you're really talking about backspin, and you're getting a sense of what is that spin rate. And you need a certain level of spin rate to keep the ball in the air, but at too much, you start to see kind of that you know, floater that goes a little to the right, or not enough, and you see it diving a little bit left. And so you want to make sure that you've got the appropriate amount of spin.
So your driver, the TSI, with this new aerospace titanium face, that's going to produce more distance for players. How are you accomplishing that?
Well, it's a combination of factors. The first is this idea of hey, let's put a material in there that we know is exceptionally strong and is exceptionally light. That's why it's a military and aerospace grade product. So the U.S. military uses it for ballistic materials. They use it for armor plating, whether that's body armor or something you'd put underneath a vehicle. And then NASA loves it for those same properties, right? Really strong, really light. So they actually built the Mars lander, you know, the Mars rover out of this material. And so we're using that because, again, if we can make something really strong at impact, but also really light, that allows us to move weight around in the driver head to also make it really, really stable. Because the key with golf, and you guys know this, and I'm sure your listeners do too, is it's not just about your best shots. It's about playing your bad shots. Mm-hmm. And really, this driver is terrific on on-center hits, but it is amazing in off-center. It really has this consistent speed and spin when you miss face center. And that's what really helps every golfer, whether it's a touring pro or people who are listening to this show today.
Josh Talge, our guest, Vice President, Titleist Golf Club Marketing. It's Titleist introducing its new line of drivers, as well as fairway woods. And for the fairway woods, the TSi 2 and TSi 3s, how is technology for the fairway woods and how they're being used changed over the years, where many people thought they're just smaller versions of the drivers, but they're being used, you know, and we see some of the longer hitters now on tour. In some courses, they barely pull out the driver. So how has the technology changed for the fairway woods, and how are they being hit differently than they were maybe 15, 20 years ago?
Well, fairway woods really fun because it presents a unique challenge, especially to engineers, because it's such a versatile club. It's a club that, as you mentioned, you've got to be able to hit off the tee or the turf. So sometimes you want to almost maximize distance with it, but other times you want to make sure that it's coming into greens and landing softly because it's a scoring club at certain points. And so there's a lot of challenges for engineers, and really that's where I'm so proud of our team for what they've been able to accomplish is we're able to get you a tremendous amount of launch, and that's something that's really key, especially for the everyday golfer when it comes to a fairway, right? I would say fairway woods, probably on average for most golfers, hardest club to hit in your bag, right? It's a long ways away from you, almost 43 inches. It's hardly ever up on a tee, and it's a smaller head than you have with a driver. And so if we can make sure that we can get you really high launch with that, get you good ball speed, so it's going to go high and far, and make it really easy to control, that's what we're looking for when we design fairways.
So when we look at the two different models, whether it be drivers or fairway metals, which one do our listeners gravitate toward?
Yeah, I'll start with the drivers. So we have TSi 2 and TSi 3. We think between the two, we're going to be able to fit, call it 90% of golfers are out there. TSi 2, very kind of a modern 460cc shape, a little bit pulled back towards the rear center. And this driver is excellent off-center. I was talking about that earlier, but this is really for that golfer who's going to miss all over the club face. It's just tremendously stable at impact. And then the TSi 3, really a beautiful traditional shape. It's certainly one that if you enjoy drivers, you know, that are this classic pear shape that are, you know, just a nice tall face. You'd be shocked that it's also a 4cc driver because it looks so much smaller than that. But this is a product that we're really excited about. And it also has movable weight around the skirt of the product. So a track weight towards the back. So you can really dial in your particular center of gravity to maximize your performance. So two really great options in those two drivers.
Well, and now I'm short. I most players think in terms of angles, they're looking at the loft of the club. But for me personally, as a player and a professional, I've always looked at the lie of the club. Either one of these adjustable for lie?
Yes, we feature a SureFit hosel, which is a hosel setting. I'm sure you know your listeners have seen these and drivers. What we love about ours is that it gives us 16 different independent loft and lie combinations. And we believe that is, I talked about fitting right from the jump. Every single person should go get fit for their driver because we know we can find you better performance. But we love the fact that we've got this independent loft and lie. And you mentioned that you're shorter. Well, I'm a taller guy. I'm a little over 6'2". And one of the things that I think all golfers should think about is just because you're shorter, just because you're tall, doesn't mean your clubs should be short or long based on how tall you are. You want to go see a fitter. You know, I play my driver over half an inch short.
right? Mm-hmm. And but that's counterintuitive to the fact that I'm taller than the average person. So it's just want to make sure everyone has a chance to go and go get fit.
Josh Talge, Vice President, Titleist Golf Club Marketing, as Titleist hitting the market. These will be available in golf shops November the 12th, but you can start setting up fittings for people that want to find out where they can get fitted. What's the best way to go about that?
We're going to be in basically every single golf shop. So any place you're typically used to seeing golf clubs, go in there this week. You can schedule yourself for a fitting. You can see all the new products. And as you mentioned, we'll have them on retail shelves on Thursday, November 12th. That's Thursday of the Masters, hopefully when you guys are doing your next show. And we're, again, just thrilled with this new product. I will say, you know, I've had a chance to, my job is a blast, right? People are always like, is your job as fun as it sounds? And unfortunately it is. I hate to admit that to other people. It's great. But one of the really fun parts about it is testing prototypes early. And so I've had this driver in my bag for a number of months, and I can really tell you that I've never had more fun hitting driver than I am right now. I mean, it's this idea of almost like kiss the rough goodbye with this new product. And it's just a blast to go out and play, and it's really enjoyed. It's fired up my golf game, and it's got me smiling every time I walk to the tees.
All right. Well, it just went to the top of my Christmas list, so we're needing to find a few more fairways a little bit further down. Josh Talge, VP, Titleist Golf Club Marketing, thanks so much for joining us, and we look forward to seeing these out on the market soon.
Thank you, guys.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.